Tom Burdick grew up on a ranch in a town of about 1,500 people in northeastern Utah. After high school, Tom worked to put himself through college and then medical school, and now he works as an interventional radiologist at Dartmouth Health. In this installment of our occasional series, What Class Are You?, Tom talks to producer Erica Heilman about the challenges of breaking into higher education and raising children in a different class from the one he grew up in.
I'm wondering, were there ever moments in your trajectory toward doctorhood where you noticed blind spots that people had about class?
I think that one of the things that I notice a lot, and I still see it to this day, is people underestimate the role of mentorship. If you don't really come from that privilege, from a background of academics, it's almost impossible to understand all the steps you need to go through to get yourself into a medical school, be involved in research maybe as an undergrad, and all how important these things are and how to get those doors open. Where if you come from a group of people that already kind of really understand that from a different class, these things are really obvious. Though having come from kind of a disadvantaged background in some ways gave me a lot of stories that I could tell when I was interviewing. And I think that hearing that and having that background in some ways really opened up a lot of doors for me. Some of that is an odd kind of a privilege that I had as being a young, white, clean-cut, straight-A student from a rural background. I think that in a lot of ways, especially in academics, people really want that kid to succeed. And it's pretty easy to open doors to that kid.
And do you believe that still?
I think it's getting harder and harder. When I look around at the world, I do think that class is much more likely to be fixed. But having said that, one of the things that I worry about a lot is my own children sliding back into that level that I started at and not being able to get out. And part of that is I worry about, them having the drive to succeed that I had, because they've had in many ways a much easier life growing up because of kind of what I've been able to provide for them. My wife grew up really pretty comfortably, and so I don't think she ever really thought that sort of failure was an option. But I did. I knew it was there. And I still to this day feel like, it's always there. The possibility that, it all might come crashing down and you're back on the ranch, sitting on a tractor.
You don't romanticize farming or tough living. And I think that that is something that upper class people do. Romanticizing, not poverty so much as really grinding challenge.
Yeah, it's an incredible amount of work, hard work, working with your hands, and I think always kind of feeling like you're on that margin. If one of our tractors was to break down and not be repairable, that might be the end. God forbid you have a big medical expense or something like that, or a lawsuit or anything like that. Any of those things could just really completely wipe you out.
So did you live with a low-grade worry all the time?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Just a bad water year might be something that was, could just kind of wipe you out.
So since you've straddled both sides of this, are there things that you know that your kids will never know?
Well, unless life takes them in a terrible turn of events, I don't think that they'll know poverty the way that I knew it, and know what that constant fear of it all falling apart, what it's like to live under that threat. I don't think.
You don't want that for your kids, but it seems as though there's also either fear of their not know. I mean, what you don't want it, but what?
I really don't want them to think that growing up privileged is a thing to be proud of, or a thing that was a big positive thing in their life, which is kind of ridiculous because it probably allowed my son to go to a college that has such a ridiculous high tuition that it just shouldn't exist in our society, you know, but it's there. And because of the privilege, you know, he was able to go do that. But I want them to also know that it is something they can get on their own. I want them to have that drive to be able to change their circumstances, no matter what circumstances they end up. That, I think, is important.
What does it look like for them to surpass you?
Well, here's something that I think, I was thinking about this, about what class means and kind of what it might allow you to do. And kind of, almost put this kind of in a healthcare framework, but say if you grow up kind of in kind of a working class, your interface with the healthcare system, maybe, you know, you go to a doctor only when you really have to, and that's kind of how you interact. And then maybe if you're in a middle class, you have a good primary care doctor and you see them and you get your regular checkups. And maybe if you're upper middle class, maybe you are the doctor and you're able to help other people. And I think if the next class up, you're able to change systems of medicine to influence and change the lives of thousands of people by making that sort of change in the world. And I still look at myself and think, well, if I just do a good job for the patient in front of me, maybe that's enough. But maybe my kids can be the ones that bring a bigger, more important societal change. Maybe that's what success would look for them to launch, given that we've kind of been able to provide them a platform now that they can continue to do good things.
That's a lot of responsibility.
Well, someone's got to do it.
This is Erica Heilman with Vermont Public.